Rien Swagerman from Resource Studio talks about their experiences with building a CMS on Rails that's tailored to the needs of his design studio. This is Thijs van der Vossen from Fingertips Design and Development. I'm happy to bring you a talk from the Rails Show and Tell meeting held in Amsterdam on the 22nd of June 2006.
Okay, my name is Rien Swagerman. You see my initials over there. I'm the owner of company Resource Studio. We build websites and web applications. But more on the design side of the spectrum. We focus more on projects that bring visual information to the web. So we do a lot of portfolio sites for artists, companies, and sites that, especially in the interior design. What I'm going to tell this afternoon is how we used to work, how we came to Ruby on Rails, and especially about the content management system we built in Rails. And then I want to finish off with some things I really like in developing with Rails. A few years ago we started to build, or I started to build a CMS in PHP. It was based on Pierce database data object and QuickForm. Is the database data object known here? Is anyone familiar with it? That's basically an ORM kind of database mapping class in which you you do your queries with objects just like in Rails. It's a bit more simple, okay. Well, it worked okay. We did a lot of projects in it, but I didn't have to write SQL anymore, and I even can't write it up till now. It's something I never learned because of this abstraction layers. But the thing that was always took too much time, it was hard to build extra modules and to extend the CMS. So I was thinking, there's a lot of repetition in there. You always build this CRUD implementation. And for a lot of modules, it's just the same process. If you have a dealer catalog or a product catalog, it's basically the same things you do. So I got pretty bored at the stage that I implemented another module with just bit differences and having to do the same thing again and checking that all the variables in my post and my get queries were fitted together. So I wrote a simple generator there that just published the basic CRUD files. It's just an edit file, a store file, and a read file. And it was just basically PHP strings that were published to a file with some variables filled in from the database columns. But that generator never really finished. And every time I generated a new module, it was tweaking my generator all the time. So that really didn't end up like I wished it would end up. And also I was thinking, why is this not already there, this kind of simple generators ID? So what are the main problems I faced is, why do these simple things take so much time? Also, I worked with a lot of PHP freelance programmers, and every PHP programmer seems to have his own style and its own way of working. And I also noticed that most PHP programmers want to build a framework themselves and not use an existing framework. That's probably the reason why there are so many PHP frameworks around. Another thing I was facing is that I had the feeling that my company didn't grow. I worked with different people, but there was nothing there. I mean, everybody built their own implementation, so it was not really growing in terms of code or code libraries or also a process. How do you manage your project? How do you work? So I came to a point where I didn't like to implement new features. It was like, if we can build the things with what we have, it's best. And if a client asks new features or new things, new modules on our CMS, it was like, oops. I didn't like working anymore with what I've built and with PHP. So it was really a stage where I was thinking from, okay, if this is it, it's not really interesting anymore, and I probably don't like to work anymore. I was not depressed. It was just... So, this is what my conclusion was. I think we need something like a framework for these reasons, to have something in our company that's of quality, that's solid, that we can trust on, and that we can trust on. To make the collaboration easier with different programmers, and to have some sort of process, some sort of the way you want to work, and to bring back the fun in our projects. That was not really... These things sound really easy, but finding a framework was really hard. Like I said before, there are probably hundreds of PHP frameworks. And because we implemented in PHP, it was logical that we were looking for a framework in PHP. You see all sorts of combinations between frameworks and content management systems. We've tried them all, and I get the more I tried, the more frustrated I was getting. it seemed that a lot of CMS systems or frameworks were just designed with a too specific goal in mind. You see a lot of portal-like frameworks. A lot of frameworks that have all sorts of plugins which you can manage in a really... It should be simple, but I think it's most of the time it's complicated. So I didn't find a framework where it was just a basic philosophy that you want to be able to have focus on what you want to make, how your website should work, look, feel. Or application, the interface, and a framework that just makes this process easy for you and makes this process logical, simple. There are probably frameworks PHP frameworks that quote this idea, but I thought, if there are hundreds of frameworks, why can't I find this thing I'm looking for? And I couldn't really specify exactly what it is. It's just more also a feeling. So I think that's kind of strange, that if you have so much available, how come? Then, in summer of 2005, beginning 2005, I noticed a thing called Ruby on Rails. And it's basically because of the Basecamp application we use for our project management. And I like that application, Basecamp. I don't like everything, but basically I like it. And so I got curious about Rails. And the first thing I noticed about Rails is that building web applications can be a nice thing to do. And the guys at 37 Signals also know how to communicate that and probably are really good at marketing to sell that point. And they probably have nice cars by now. but what I saw there is that it's not all about framework and how this is and how that is and how technically interesting it is, but it was more about a broader vision on web applications. How do you design and build a web application, and how does the framework fit in there? So it was more about the whole thing. And I think a lot of that vision is a lot of that is credible for the designers involved there. There's a broader design vision on building web applications, so not only a technical but also the design side of the thing. And I was like, oh, this is great. This is exactly what I was looking for. I didn't know, like I said earlier, what exactly I looked for, but this seemed to answer all the questions that were there. So we started to develop a CMS in Baseframe, in Rails, called Baseframe. It's a basic a CMS just to start projects with. Again, there's a lot of repetition. You have just pages, items, and also to learn Rails and see if it works for us. We also stick to a really basic content management system because it's so easy to add new things in Rails, add extra features or modules or tweak it. And I think the last line is also, maybe the conclusion on the whole thing, that building something ultimate like a content management, ultimate content management system doesn't exist. Every situation has its own needs, and you have probably a few situations that have the same needs, but building a CMS and bring it on the market and say that this is the solution probably doesn't work. So, I'll show you something. This is a simple website we just delivered in Rails. It's for an architecture club in Arnhem. It just has a few pages with lists and items, a submenu. And they manage this site with the content management system. Here you see the main menu of the site, and if you want to edit a page or add a page, just click there and you go deeper in the hierarchy. And on the right you see the most recent pages you've added or edited. So it's just a simple navigation where you get a tree of pages. And you click and you can edit the page. So I'll just show you how you add a new page. Let's make a contact us page. Put in some text. I want this to be on the main menu of the site, So I have this little box. And I've created a contact page here. Oh, there's not enough room, you see. So just...
Name?
Yeah.
Ask you to wrap it up.
Yes, okay. No problem. I'll put this one there. So here it is. And some nice little Ajax features. Adding images. To the page. It automatically shows up on the page. There is a nice lightbox script. So this is basically the CMS. It's a pages table and an items table with two nice features of Rails, which makes the implementation of this kind of CMS really simple. That is the Actors Tree method and the sorting the pages. What is it again? So you get this kind of thing. How many time do I have? None? Okay. Well, I go really fast here. What do I like about Rails? This simple routing, where you have your URL with slashes and which can directly correspond with your code. Well, that's really easy also for other developers to hook in. I set the Actors Tree thing is a really handy thing in making a breadcrumb, for example, or displaying your submenus. Makes things really easy also in your view implementation. Symbols are nice, I skipped that one. The Ruby modules are really handy. You can hook in new methods in your class just by including a new module. A module is basically a class, but it's called module. If you include your module inside your class like this, you just get the methods of that module into your class. And of course the objectness and also the nice methods of Ruby. You see everywhere this kind of principle, I want this to do that, and you put everything on one rule. For example, this line from the breadcrumb. You have an object, you want its ancestors, you want to reverse it. You just put everything in one line. Same here. You want the string, but only you want to slice down the last three characters. It's okay. That's it.
One question.
Yeah.
You're developing this content management system. You make a copy each time you get a new client, or
yes.
Isn't that creating a really large code base, and you fix a bug in one, and you have to and this will end in maintainability.
That's true, but it gives you also the freedom to deliver a CMS specifically for that client and do adjustments really fast. So I think it's cutting two sides. But that's true. If you fix a bug, we have to fix it 5 times now, and it will be more in the future.
I saw you can type text into a text field.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle markup? Is it textile or?
Yes, we use textile at the moment because it's really clean, it's really fast, and most markup clients have to do is just bold italic, and it's so simple.
Okay. Don't you get complaints about this? We are into content management development ourselves, but we get a lot of we tried to push it, but we always get we just want WYSIWYG. We want to be able to paste from Word. Most people just work that way. It's our experience.
That's true. We also had the WYSIWYG editor in our PHP CMS, but finally, it makes things much more complicated for you as a developer. But
that's
it makes
not,
things.
That's not the point, is it?
No, but I'm not ready yet. It makes things also more complicated for a client, in my experience. If you tell a client to make a table in the rich text editor, you will pick up the phone and say, I can't make a table, or I can't put a picture in the right place. So what we're trying to do now is be really specific about the markup and have as much as possible be generated automatically. So that's, and most clients understand it now. And copy paste from Word, it's true, but it's difficult.
How do you deploy your applications, mm-hmm. and particularly updates to your sites?
We use Subversion. Locally, we run Locomotive. It's really easy. You just plug in your Rails application, and you have the complete environment with AirMagic installed, all the necessary gems, so you don't have to install everything individually on your computer. And then we use Subversion to update it to the development of to the production server.
You've been listening to a talk from the Rails Show and Tell meeting held in Amsterdam on the 22nd of June 2006. If you'd like to find out more about our meetings, please visit Fingertips Design and Development at www.fngtps.com.